Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've discovered a super important scientific study.
Yeah.
Men and women are different.
Wow.
And I think because there's both men and women in this room, and I consider myself to be somewhat of a hybrid, although I think a lot of women would disagree. Do you, for years, we've had fluctuating amounts of estrogen attributed to me. Do you find me, Aaron? I don't think you do. I like, for years when it was just Steve and I in this room, Steve being like machismo, like, that's stupid if you like chick flicks, duh. And then he secretly just has a collection of them.
Yeah.
Like, I came off as more effeminate than him. Do you find me... I won't be mad.
You either. Keep stopping at, do you find me?
At all effeminate. Do I still have my record of like 30%+ effeminate to my personality?
I would I would say both you and T-Hack are feminine, but you're also masculine. Like, you're a good balance.
Who's more feminine, him or me?
Depends, because like
I don't see any feminine in him.
Really?
I
like that he kind of pushes the boundaries with fashion, and he kind of gets more into the feminine side of fashion.
He did. Yeah. He wore pearls one time,
and he wants to paint his nails,
but he didn't.
I know. I'm trying to get him to.
I'm scared.
He braids his hair.
Yeah, I've done
that. No, that's okay.
Worn women's jeans before.
Have you really?
Skinny jeans, you know. Yeah.
The jeans I put on today, I'd already put them on. I was running out the door. These are pretty skinny right now.
Couldn't take them off. They were stuck.
I almost put jeans on over.
You've had that problem with women's jeans.
All right. So let's go through some of these things and figure out if they're accurate or not. Like, for example, relations. When it comes to the preamble to relations, men believe that should last under a minute. That like
the pre stuff.
The pre stuff is 30 to 45 seconds. Men are like just a little turn of this knob. It's like we're dialing in a signal. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like
yeah,
flip this knob, turn that switch. Are we good? Like where are we at? Hold on, little Jimmy over here, little push. Like where are we at?
I feel like the clock started, and I don't.
So
I don't have an hour here.
Because women think it's 30 to 45 minutes. Like they genuine women, I feel like that's excessive.
I will say it says prefer, not think.
Okay, prefer.
Just but like, makes a little
prefer.
Difference.
Okay, great. But like for a guy to be going, to me, this is where I think I'm very effeminate. I mean, I think I think the preamble can be the whole amble.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, and I don't think that that is, I don't know if it's, I've never heard effeminate before. I've only heard feminine, so I keep like getting stuck on that. Anyways.
Google it. Make sure it's a word. Make sure I'm not stupid.
I don't think you are. I'm
effeminate.
Just,
yeah. Having characteristics and ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But I would actually say that that could be viewed as more masculine because you're getting stuff out of her getting stuff, if that makes sense.
But I most guys I know don't do that. Most guys are the like hitting the side of the TV, adjusting the rabbit ears on top and going like, we're
tell
good.
Tell me a female who likes that.
None.
Exactly.
But they tolerate it. Because that's who they married.
You're not getting 30 to 45 minutes out of me, period. It doesn't really matter what we're doing. We could be watching TV.
Hack doesn't have that kind of time.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of stamina.
Even his favorite
I'll
things.
I'll fall asleep.
Could you eat for 45 minutes?
No.
There's literally no. Could you, okay.
Let alone an appetizer.
Okay. All right, let's talk about maturity then.
Mm-hmm.
Women... women mature faster than men. Do we agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The study said 20-year-old females, most of them function as adults.
Most 20-year-old females function as adults. Okay.
And 20-year-old males. When do you think a guy is functional?
When he gets with a woman, I guess. Like,
I hate to say it, but that's probably the most accurate answer you've ever said.
Because my life would be completely different if I were just on my own. I mean,
would you have like constant paper plates?
Yeah.
And
trash paper plates.
Yeah.
Paper plates.
Well, I don't know. I'm giving the stereotypical frat boy situation.
Yeah, my sheets wouldn't be as clean. I'd still
no
have
plants anywhere.
Yeah,
I have
no plants.
Zero plants, and I love paper plates.
How are your sheets?
What day is it?
Oh no!
No! Oh my god! I love sleeping in bleach.
Yeah.
The whole time I was married.
That makes me very concerned as to like how you fall asleep. No. Is your face in the pillow?
No, I'm just saying the cleanliness. I don't over bleach them, but it's like for years when I was a bachelor, I always had like, I went through a phase where I had the silk sheets.
Yeah.
No, it's so weird because you just like get in bed and you're like, whoa, and you're on the floor and you're like, you got to come in, you got to time the slide and stuff. And then after that, I had gray sheets and blue sheets. And then when I was married, we had sage sheets and beige sheets. Mm. And like the second I got a divorce, it's like Costco, bright white sheets, because then you can just. Oh, just put them in super hot water with so much bleach, and it's like, it's like a hotel in there.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, okay. I don't have plants, so am I not mature?
No.
Is that what makes a guy mature? When? Because I don't think I matured. TX said it the other day. He said he doesn't think you were complimenting me because you were like comparing me to other people of my age, and like, there's no way you're that same guy's age.
Right, yeah, I don't think so. But if we came to your house, like one of the spare bathrooms, would the toilet paper be on the roll?
Yes.
Or would it be like...
Oh, yeah, I'm mature like that.
Okay,
oh,
so
I'm
that's good.
With that.
I think that's really all you need.
All right.
This is literally where you've set the bar.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are exploring the difference between men and women and the men and women in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're falling along the proper... I think I'm falling kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the manly one?
Yes!
Is that what we're going
I know,
with?
It's weird. Yeah,
okay.
I think...
Okay. Wow, okay.
Well, you've been
what
the guy...
What do I do now? I've never done that.
You were the guy who was like, foreplay is short because you can't do anything for a long time.
Right, yeah.
You're the guy...
Yeah, the clock has started.
Who believes you would have never matured without your wife.
No.
And women just mature naturally. They just do.
Yeah, and my wife is younger than me by years and is...
Just holding down the fort.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so there's a few more differences. Laundry is one. It says women do laundry every couple of days, where men will just like, we'll do the underwear inside out, outside in, front side back.
Yeah.
Backside inside.
Mm-hmm. And then no underwear on the last day.
Yeah.
Do you only have one pair?
A good pair. One without holes.
I am a person who craves laundry so much that I will do a load every day, if not two.
Why?
Really?
What do you like about it?
I just like, no, I hate having anything in the hamper. So like today, I don't have my kids this week. So like today I was like, ooh, I'll wash. I mean, it's a load of gray jeans and black shirts, or black jeans and gray shirts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, threw stuff in there, and I looked in and there was like only two shirts and one pair of jeans. I was like, I can't run it. I can't bring myself to run it. It's making me crazy. I am not a guy. I want to do laundry.
No, I did it forever, where I used to just take my laundry, either when my wife was, we were just dating at the time, she was still in school and I just lived in the college town, and I would take my laundry to the dorms and do it there.
How often?
When I was out of clothes.
So Aaron,
because it was kind of embarrassing. I didn't want to go all the time.
Why would you not go all the time?
I don't know, because I washing graduated clothes already. They're like, what's with the old guy doing his laundry? I was like,
do you fall closer to the men spectrum?
Probably closer to the men. I think all I do right. laundry once a week.
I should have known
I
that.
Let it build. Mm.
Because we all like get impressed when you actually wash your hair.
Like, guess what day I'm on?
It was looking like a month or so. Dry shampoo, huh?
Yeah.
Dressing up. A woman will dress up to go shopping, water the plants, empty the garbage, answer the phone, read a book, get the mail. A man has to have some sort of thing with a gun to his head to dress up.
See, I have not felt this way. I've been a dress up guy my whole life. Yeah.
Okay. You're wearing cargo shorts. What are you wearing?
No, he's wearing light blue jeans and what do you call that? Khaki? That's not khaki.
I would call it rose taupe.
Rose taupe.
For the love.
Okay.
Just because you have a fancy name for your t-shirt, you're not dressed up.
It feels like it though. I feel like I put thought and stuff in and like, oh, this
you
would
think
look
that's dressing up.
Okay, compared to me, I am in shorts that a 12-year-old boy would wear and a Harry Potter
okay,
shirt.
You're right.
So
you don't. You're
that
not.
A 12-year-old boy would also wear. Just yes. For the record.
Yeah. So.
Oh my god! So no one in this room dresses up though.
No.
But I
no.
will.
But I feel like I've always put like thought into my clothes and
no,
stuff,
you guys
and like appearance
do
and stuff.
You guys had a whole segment on what you would wear to my sister's funeral, and I was like, I don't know, I'll wear black.
We talked about this on the air, but I need to find reasons to wear a suit because it was just raining.
You looked very dapper.
Raining vagina everywhere mm-hmm. I went that day. It was like, what is happening? Why are people looking at me like
really?
That? Yes.
Interesting.
It was.
Huh. I just need a new suit then, I guess.
You did. It looked like you were wearing your dad's suit a little bit. That's a compliment.
Leo was wearing mine.
No.
So what am I supposed to do?
The point is, I'm sorry to tell, like there's a compliment in there. And if you don't see it, I'll tell you what it is. Tiak probably bought that suit before he locked it in. And now that he's locked it in, it's too big.
Okay.
So it's like he needs to get something a little more to his physique right now.
Yeah, but then I have to stay locked in.
Yeah, stay locked in. Let's see, bathrooms. Dudes have about six things in a bathroom. And I think that's pushing it.
Yeah, also, when I lived by myself, I had to learn you can also clean the bathroom. Did you know? Especially like behind the toilet.
That's the little knobs. The little knobs on the side of the toilet. You look there. And if that's clean, you know that someone
has... What knob?
The like white little knob.
I pee outside.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Are we going to do this? I don't think I'm ready to do this.
I feel like I just gentle parented you so hard.
You really did? But I'm actually super open to what you're saying.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
I've been wanting us to do it, but I like keep forgetting and then...
Is it called a trauma salad? What's it called?
Yeah.
Or a candy
trauma
salad?
Candy salad.
Trauma salad?
First off, Tiak is risk averse to the word salad.
Yeah. He's already out.
Yeah, it's giving me trauma. Eating a salad.
What? Dude. Hey, you know what you need to do?
Hmm.
When it comes to like eating veggies and stuff?
What's that?
Lock it in.
Lock it in,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, lock it in.
I'm locked in.
You're not locked in! So I saw some... Like, this is the way my life is when it comes to the internet these days.
You're on Internet Explorer?
No, well, no. And
you
I'm,
get it like a week later.
Don't call, don't call me a boomer, but like on Insta or TikTok or wherever, Like a lot of times I'll get pulled in, but I don't ever take the extra step of clicking it so it's unmuted. So just kind of videos are playing, and they're just, so then they're just kind of, because I'm doing it on a PC and not a PC, on a MacBook, but like I'm not doing it on my phone. Your phone, I feel like, sort of defaults to audio, mm-hmm. always on.
Yeah, that is frustrating. I have that in the little producer studio too. You click on a video and there's always, you have to find the little icon.
And
then it's halfway through already and you're like, I got it.
And like a TikTok, where you just like drag it back. You have to get through and let it start over
again. There's no
like,
player.
Drag it back. I want to drag it back.
Yeah, I'm a boomer too.
Start over. You swipe down, go to the next one, come back up, and it starts at the beginning.
On a computer?
No, on a phone.
I'm on a computer, I just said!
Switch to your phone.
Okay, so anyway, like, the trauma salad videos were playing on my computer today, and I was fascinated by it, but I never took the time to find the unmute.
That's the whole point of these
videos.
I get
the point! That's why I asked you about it off air, and you'd have to be a jerk about it.
I'm not.
Well, kind of are.
How are you amazed by it? With it on mute? That's the most boring part.
Exactly.
They're just dumping candy into a bowl.
No, but they're clearly...
They're clearly traumatized.
Yes. Like you can tell by the look on their face. Tell me I'm not crazy. God, there's so many things I want to say right now. Number one, I want to apologize to everyone on the planet who I ever made fun of for watching TV with subtitles, because now I mm-hmm. can't watch TV without it.
Good. Well,
I am 100% every app on my TV, Apple TV, Amazon,
even
everything.
Even my 4-year-old nephew last week started going, can you put the letters on the TV?
God.
And I'm like, why? You can't read. I like them.
But he'll learn
like, okay.
He'll literally learn to read that way. It's
the best.
Life-changing. I love it. But there's something about, before I used to watch subtitles, I'd put on like movies in the background, and then you kind of, like even if it's a movie you know, you're like, wow, are they acting well? Now that you can't hear them, go like, you killed my partner. Like, how's their face doing? Are they crushing it? Are they acting with more than just their dialogue? Are they acting with their whole face?
Okay.
So having said that, watching TikTok videos with no sound, I could tell these girls were messed up and they were saying something weird.
Some dark stuff.
And then dumping, like the first one dumped like blue and white gummy something.
Gummy
like,
sharks.
So you walk up, you've got some candy, you walk up to the camera.
Say
there's
something.
There's a giant bowl.
It's like you're making... Like, I can't even talk to Tia. Can I only talk to you, Aaron? Because, like, this is about...
A salad.
Food. Yeah, salad. Like a 7-layer dip. So, like, the bottom layer is going to be gummy sharks.
Okay.
Does the sharks have a meaning? It's like, I was attacked by a fish.
No,
and that's why I chose
this.
Those
are just the blue and white things
I'm saying when you're unleashing your trauma...
No, it's just whatever candy you want.
You're not trying to be, like, metaphorical.
No.
Okay. Okay. So she clearly
says
something.
It's my kind of salad so far.
I mean, he's just dumping Culver's burgers. Gross.
Ew.
Your salad would suck. It's got to be candy?
Yeah. That's
Can you put chocolate in?
Yes, but I would say it has to be wrapped because I don't want it touching.
Yeah, but I don't really want my Sour Patch touching your gummy sharks.
Why not? Those go great together. They're
I don't
both
want
pretty.
My trauma touching your trauma.
Okay, so explain, now that we're kind of on the page, explain, like, what are they saying? Because I never clicked on mute.
Well, it depends. I've seen, like, 47 videos.
So it's you. Let's be you. Let's be us. Like, you, do the room.
I would take Nerds Clusters, because those are the best
candy.
They
are dope.
They're so good.
Oh, my God. Have you had them, T-Hack?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. I love
so
a Nerd.
It's such a great combination of, like, I'm not really a gummy person. I'm not really a Nerds person.
But I'm not a full Nerds Rope.
Oh, Nerds Rope is stupid.
They're too much.
It's way too much.
But I could eat a whole pack of gummy clusters. Anyway.
Like family size sharing pack.
Costco.
Hello. Duh. Say less. Let's get out of here, trauma salad.
Great. Okay, but I would take the bag up to the bowl and go like, hey, my name's Aaron. In 2003, my dad was diagnosed with melanoma. I was diagnosed with diabetes. He passed in a 4-month period. Dump the candy out.
And you just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And there's some catharsis. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You just,
do we,
you're
sharing. What do we do? Do we?
You grab your bag of candy. You go.
Where is
Tia
when you say that? Right behind you?
Right behind me.
So it's a line.
Like, yes.
Okay. It's a trauma line.
Okay. So we don't have to react to it.
No.
We don't like.
Most of the time people are like laughing at each other. You're trauma bonding, basically.
This is why your generation is so completely and totally f***ed up. Like you, I mean, it's so dumb how this is not a good idea.
We get through it together.
No, you don't. You're picking at the scab. Shove it under a rug like the rest of us do.
Just eat the candy.
Yes. What in God's name?
Okay, so T-Hack would be next.
What would you say?
I would say in high school I was cheated on and I forgave my girlfriend and then she dumped me. Dump my nerds rope in.
No, you have to get a different candy.
Well, you had nerds clusters.
Yeah,
nerds
rope. I'm standing up for the nerds rope.
Oh, okay. You like the nerds rope?
Yeah.
Fool.
Why not?
Slacker, you're up. What candy do you have?
Unwrapped Twix that have been in my car.
That's trauma for us.
And I'm not going to explain it, but I'm just going to dump the gooey chocolate over everything and say, my father and I had an interesting relationship.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There are some tips out on the interweb for weak-ass men like myself.
First step is acknowledging.
No, I've been married more than once. I've been in long-term relationships. This is a comedic routine for a reason. Every man on the planet has gone through this. Where would you like to go to dinner tonight, hun? I don't know. You pick. Oh, okay. Let's go to Ocean Prime. Ugh, I don't feel like steak. Oh, okay. You want to go to El Jardin? Oh, I had Mexican two nights ago. Okay. Well, here's what, you just said you don't care. I pick. I've picked twice. And yes, you shot both of them down.
Mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
do you want us to do? Explain to me, especially when you're in the, that's with somebody you've already slept with repeatedly.
Yeah, let alone somebody you barely even know.
Where you're trying is let's meet for a first date. Oh, okay. Where would you like to go? If somebody matches you on Hinge, do you want them to just pick it? Because what if they pick something that's just it's just this bakery attached to a pasta shop next to an ice cream place.
The only people that's bad for
are celiac and diabetics. And you're like, I'm all of that.
I'll meet you down at Gluten Bar.
Exactly. What do you want?
Well, most of the time I tell them that prior. So a lot of the times they do research. They're like, this place has gluten-free options.
But do you like that better if he does the research or if he just goes, oh, okay, well then where do you want to go with your...
I'm okay with both because I understand people wanting to make sure that there's options for me, but I also never want to put anyone in that situation. I don't want to be a burden, so I will find something anywhere.
There are
even
definitely
if it's
places
just a salad.
You can't find anything.
Aren't
there? No. I guess a salad.
Yeah.
All those places you can find me there.
Right? Anywhere T-Hack is, you have extra bread with your bread? Yeah. Can I get a side of bread with my bread?
I brought my own gluten.
And
for that similar reason I struggle with my wife too, because she has much higher taste than I do. So
if you got a date night, you've established a babysitter, where are you going?
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
I don't know how to figure this out. There's got to be a thing. We've got to all come together.
It's kind of
out.
Like you just slowly narrow down. Because I'll be like, you can pick, but I'm not really in the mood for Mexican, Italian, or American. Okay, sushi. That sounds great. And then we work on the place together.
Gluten-free sushi spot?
Most of them are.
I guess so. They got to have the tamari or whatever.
It's just rice and fish.
No, but the soy sauce. You got to have the one that doesn't kill you.
Even that, whatever.
Oh my God! Aaron, let's go out. You're dying.
Is that the sound of me throwing up?
Whatever happens if you get a bunch of gluten in you. I don't know what sound you make. I feel like it's a little baby harp seal. Just like, that's not what happens.
Do you want more?
I would. I'd shove bread in your mouth until you stop making that sound. I guess you heard what she just did and it freaked you out, right? You had anxiety.
Yeah,
no Italian, no Mexican, no American. You ruled out. First off,
those
I didn't know
just
there was
three.
Anything else.
Yeah.
What's left?
We could have Indian. We could get Chinese.
We're not going
Japanese.
On a date and having Indian.
Yeah, you can.
Not if we're doing anything later.
Well, it's a first date.
Trust me. I'm still going to try.
And I'm aware most of the time I follow through. That's why I need to stop.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Okay. What's the best food to eat on a first date then? Like, because you don't want to me, like Quality Italian is one of my favorite restaurants on the planet. And I don't know, have you guys ever eaten there?
I don't think so.
Italian food in general is amazing.
Oh, I love it. Love
and it's
it.
Kind of romantic, typically.
Yeah. Unlimited bread.
Jesus.
Say no more.
Pasta.
They give you a syringe of gluten on your way in.
Yeah. Can we get one while we wait?
but then you're each going to smell of garlic.
Yeah.
And I know it's okay if you each smell of it, but if like you're going to make out.
They have the mints on the way out.
It's not the same. And then you're full. Like, what if you're going to, like, as somebody
who's... No, it's like nap time after.
That's what I'm saying. As somebody who sleeps with everyone they've ever matched with on Hinge,
do you
try to not get full?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be cognizant. I've gone on so few first dates. Like, to me, a first date feels more like drinks.
Exactly. Most of the time, a first date isn't dinner anyways. It's an activity.
No.
Like, I've gone bowling for a first date. I've gone hiking for a first date. I've gone to a concert for a first date.
You went into the wilderness with a stranger?
Yeah.
Where'd you do it?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I don't remember. Okay, we need to talk about brutal breakups. I don't remember what we were talking about off air that got me thinking about this and the need to talk about it. Were we talking about technology, but you just said maybe I'm outing you and you don't want to out this person, but like you said, oh my god, it was never mind. Somebody know.
Yeah, it's fine. She's fine.
Somebody you know.
I'll take the hit. It's fine.
Well, it could be anybody in TX's life.
That narrows it down.
Well, he's got sisters, he's got a mother.
True.
He's got neighbors, a wife. Yeah, I mean, sure. I didn't even think about her. Yeah, there's lots of different women that TIAC has. It could be you, Aaron, but she received a phone call from her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. At the time, yeah.
And
well, yeah, so the boyfriend had gone off to college. She was still in high school. And it's my wife. It's fine.
It just feels really weird.
It's my wife.
It's my wife. She's a good lady. Yeah. It's like, okay. But like, I just feel weird. It's not my story to tell.
Okay. Yeah. So she was dating a guy in high school a long time ago. He went off to college. She was still in high school. And he called her one time. So she answered, hello. And he had butt dialed her. And it turns out that he was in a room with, it sounded like some other girls that were in the room. And she was kind of like, Hello, saying his name, like, what are you there? What's going on? And then she just kind of stopped and listened. She's like, okay, well, you called me, so I'll just...
And it's not just the...
No, she could hear...
The ruffling sound of, like...
She could hear his
so
voice.
So he's got it on the counter. It's not in his pocket.
Yeah, it must have been. She could hear his voice, some female voices, and she could hear the voices saying, don't you have a girlfriend, did you? And he was like, no.
I really wonder if one of the girls, like, called...
If something was
going on, because if they asked, don't you have a girlfriend, there must have been something going on previously in those like minutes before. So if they saw a text, it was called, put the phone on the counter.
Wow. Like a sisterhood thing. That makes the story better.
Kind
I kinda
of,
like
but
that.
I'm gonna tell you this as a former philanderer, like you got four girls in your room and you're like, this is gonna be great. Hold on, let me text my girlfriend and go, oh man, I'm gonna really cram for these finals, and you text her something to be like, leave me alone for a while I see what happens with these four girls. But now she's like up. And then as you thumb it when you set it down, you might every time I've butt dialed, I've butt dialed from a text.
And like, with your fingers, not like pocket dial.
Correct. Okay. It's more like you're just in their contact already and you hit that I at the top and now their contact stuff is up, and as you're setting it down, it's like whoop. The theory of the other girls outing him is also equally horrifying.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
no,
good.
It's not horrifying.
Good. Yeah.
No,
stick
but
together.
They're all in the room. Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah,
but
so.
Irregardless, as my mother would say, she heard him like Saint Peter saying, no.
Yeah.
Deny girlfriend.
Yeah.
What's a girlfriend? You guys are my friends and your girls.
Right.
Yeah. We're all friendly girlfriends.
Exactly. So that was, yeah. So they broke up because that was, she heard what she needed to hear.
Did she tell him that she heard it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't ask that part. I don't know if she, we if gotta, she ever knew.
We got to teach you how to get the tea. Yeah. Come on.
I could take so much ex-boyfriend talk, and then it's like, all right, back to...
I mean, that's a brutal breakup. She still broke up with him, but it's still brutal. This is what I'm trying to explain to other people in the room. Into, you can still break up with them, but the breakup can be brutal. Yeah. You know
if
what
you're
I'm
brutally
saying?
Forced into a position where then you have
to
break up with them.
It doesn't have to be... Like, I had a friend. This was at the beginning of, like... Not at the beginning of Facebook. That makes it seem like it was, you know, we were all riding on shovels and there was candlelight. But like, it was at the beginning, like she was with somebody and they were obviously Facebook friends. And then his Facebook status changed to engaged. Not to her.
Oh, wow. Boy. Okay.
Yeah. So that was just his way. I was like, I don't know. I've been playing ends against the middle and I don't know how to tell anybody what's what. So he asked one to marry him.
What?
And then just updated his status to just shake the rest off the tree. It was
okay.
Like,
blah, blah, blah.
It was like, so they all broke up with him, obviously. But it was still his brutal part. He did the brutal thing to go like engage and then like put the picture up of her hand and like, she said yes.
Oh, no.
And then everyone else who was dating him, a person that I knew, worked with here, was devastated.
Oh no.
Because when you first
I'll
see
need
it.
I'll need to know a name after.
Yeah, okay.
Well, did he even know or is he just like, I'm going to buy a ring? And whichever one shows up, and then I'll just do that.
He's just like, I'll be in Vail this weekend. Hey, boo, boo. No, just, yeah. And then, no, I think he did it because he was gutless. He didn't know how to break up with one. So then that his way of like, but I mean, this person, when she first saw it, was like delusional enough to go, oh my God, he's going to ask me.
Stop.
Because it's like, oh my God, his Facebook status. And then as she clicked more, she was like,
oh,
there's already a hand with a ring on it.
Zuckerberg messed something up. I don't know what's...
All right, so here's the deal. If you've been broken up with in a brutal way, or you broke up with someone and it was still brutal, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Go ahead, Tia. You've been broken up with a
I have lots. Yeah, I've shared the one before about the girl who I was dating her, and then I found out that behind she was having little sessions with her friends, and she was asking all like the friends who the girlfriends who were in our friend group like
sessions.
Yeah, kind of like I don't know. Do you guys think T-Hack is cute? Like, what do you think?
She was on the fence.
Not whether
you were a keeper,
right?
As to whether you were even...
Am I good enough?
Lookable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I just remembered that it was actually that same girl. One of the times I was on the basketball team, so we were out of town, and her and another friend came to our dorm where there were some non-basketball players there. They were having a party, and turns out they were playing strip poker while I was gone. She never wanted to play with me, but I think it was more just that I was more into the relationship than she was.
All right.
That was brutal.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Anybody else have any brutal breakups they want to share?
Well,
guess we're out of time.
No, I mean,
you don't have to say it.
It was brutal at the time for sure. But now I laugh about it.
I want to give one detail.
Yeah.
There were medical reports that got involved.
Yeah.
It's just what a dirtbag. Like, as your big brother. Like, Tiak and I were ready to go.
You guys were.
We were, like, there was, tell me his location.
Yeah.
I still have the club in my truck. Never taking it out, just in case.
I mean, it's just, So if you've been broken up with brutally, like, again, we've talked about this in the past, somebody, I will never forget this, literally, they left it on a Post-it. And I think that ended up being like a episode of, like, Carrie Bradshaw might have stolen it on Sex and the City.
Just let on a Post-it and then walked out.
Yeah, it was just
put
like
it on the mirror,
like
or
left
something?
A little note. Like I have Post-its in my house at all times, so I'll just like empty the dishwasher, put it up on the thing, or like have a great day, heart, smiley face, whoop, and it was like we're through.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just like, you deserve, like,
my now, friends didn't say you were hot
one
enough.
Of my friends did come back to her place. They had lived together and he was in the middle of writing a note. And she was like, what are you doing?
And he moved his stuff out, or he was just... Oh.
Oh, wow. No, you write the note off-site. You write the note first.
Yes, you print it at Kinko's, and you roll in. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
All right. If you've been broken up with in a brutal, brutal way, we want to hear your story. Or you broke up with them, but it was still brutal. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were going to take calls on brutal breakups, but we don't have time now because TX has 14 more stories.
Don't make me relive
every
them.
Time.
I do. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I do remember breaking up with someone, my first boyfriend, like right before Christmas. And like, he had already gotten me
a gift.
That's
in the coffin. You're not allowed to break up.
I couldn't anymore. Mm. I knew the right thing to do was
to
wait.
You have to do it before Thanksgiving.
I didn't know then.
You don't know that there's holidays where it's off limits?
No, I knew that, but I didn't know how I felt about him then. And so it was like before Christmas.
You ruined Christmas for him. You know that.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you
did.
He's fine. He's doing great. He's thriving.
Yeah, next Christmas, he was all right.
No, forever Christmas reminds you of the day that
no.
firecracker let you go.
Yeah. And he's online four. Let's go,
Sean. Was his name Sean?
No.
Okay. God, that would be so dope. Candy?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Brutal breakup. So, what happened to you?
I was a senior in high school, was engaged. My boyfriend and I had been together
for three years. Did you say you were engaged?
Yeah. I'm from West Virginia, okay?
Oh, I'm surprised you waited that long.
We either graduate or we get engaged.
Yeah, yes, I did. And no, he wasn't my brother.
Okay. Oh my God, you're fun. Okay, so what happened?
So my best friend we've been best friends since kindergarten, comes to my apartment, and my fiance's in the car with her. And she brings me a letter telling me that they've been going to church together, they've fallen in love, and they're now engaged. And by the way, they're still married.
Oh, wow. Oh.
This was your best friend?
My best friend. We had been best friends since we were 5 years old.
Wow.
Were you in the wedding?
No. No, but they did get married a day before my birthday.
Oh, no.
And these people have it out for you. Yeah. That is fully brutal. Oh, my God. And she brought the letter up because he was too big of a coward?
Right. He just sat in the car. Yeah.
You know how we share everything?
Oh, my God. Dude, Candy, that's awful.
Brutal.
Thank you. Jane?
Jade.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
Yeah, when I was in high school, my boyfriend told me to take the day off work because it was very likely he was going to be asking me to prom. And then morning up, picked me up, drove me to the place where we first kissed and broke up with me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why? Yeah. Why would... What?
Well, it was like a tumultuous teenage relationship. We ended up going together after I cried my eyes out for 3 days. But it was horrible, and I was not expecting it at all.
What a roller coaster.
Why would you take her to your first kiss spot?
Do you think
spot?
He remembered?
I
or
thought
was
we
it
could
just...
have our last kiss. We had our first kiss.
Oh, my God. You guys don't understand what Tiag just did with his eyes during that? Yeah. I want to break up with you right now. Nicole?
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
I was living abroad as an exchange student when I was in high school, and I had a boyfriend there, and we decided when I came back here, we'd try to make it work.
Oh.
And this was before social media, so I was all excited to make my long-distance phone call, and his mom answered and wouldn't let me talk to him, told me it wasn't going to work out and that I should move on, and I never talked to him since.
Oh my gosh.
He had his mom do it?
He had his mom.
Well, do you think he had her do it, or do you think the mom just stepped in?
He had his mom do it.
No, because I've seen mom step in.
No, he had his mom
do
it.
I think the mom stepped in, and I think he was complacent.
Okay.
then it's double the pain.
I figured it'd be easier if, like, my mom.
Stop doing that to your eyes. What do you? What is that thing? Whatever this character is, it's my F-boy face.
Yeah.
Just stop.
It's good.
Oh my God! Look at his face.
Yeah, he does the lip bite too. It's perfect.
Amy.
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. So my boyfriend and I were having problems. I was a freshman in college. Okay. And so I called him to my dorm so that we could break up because we both knew that it was time. And so I told him to sit down and we're going to have this, you know, honest but tough conversation. And he gets on one knee, pulls out a ring, and asks me to marry him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To which you craftily replied.
Oh, my goodness. I feel horrible about it now, but I think my exact words were, why would you do this?
Oh, my
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Science has come out with what I've always known.
No.
Gen Z.
No.
Aaron's generation, Aaron specifically.
No.
Are the biggest cheaters.
Aaron.
No.
The other day, I don't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about.
I don't
about,
either.
I don't remember if it was an OPP or something was happening. And I was like, I just kind of looked around the room. I feel like we've all sort of begun the metamorphosis of turning into the same person.
Yeah.
Let's look around what we're wearing today.
I literally was just
Oh my God. Okay. But so I made the assumption that everyone in this room has, first off, I think everyone in this room has been cheated on. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Are you right? Oh yeah.
Well, I mean with you.
Let's see, what time is it today?
It's fairly. You just gotta.
I have a cheatable face.
I was going to say punchable. Stop. Punchable face.
I've heard them both.
Cheatable. No, I mean, I don't mean it bad. It's just, you're so nice. And I think that's.
I've heard that
now
too.
Now I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like at a certain point, like I don't think your wife would ever cheat on you.
No.
Because
no.
You're a great husband, great father. And it's just like, she doesn't want to screw that up. And I also don't know that she's
also a great person and wouldn't.
Yeah, I just think she wouldn't.
Yeah. You don't think she ever did?
No.
You think she's ever cheated on anybody in her life?
In her life? I mean, so this question is kind of tough for me because we got married really, really young, right? She was 21. I was 24, maybe. So we were very young. So, like, I have cheated one time, but it was on a girl I dated in high school. And I did.
And what does cheating to you mean? You had relations with somebody else while you were in a relationship with somebody?
No, I kissed another girl. She kind of kissed me. If I'm
sticking
to my story from
back then. And that cheating to you?
At the time, yeah, it does. Because I was dating a girl. I kissed another girl. And I did it one time. And I know enough that I'm not a cheater. Because it destroyed me. It was terrible. I felt so guilty.
What was
it felt
so bad about it? I don't understand.
The feeling guilty part.
But you didn't.
Do you not have that?
Do you not have a conscience?
Yeah.
I do now. Like, once I got cheated on, then I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Because now I know what it feels like on the other side.
Mm.
But before that...
That's terrible.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying...
I'm saying with my wife, like, so I don't... When she was in high school, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, we haven't really gone over... I don't think that's really relevant, though, your high school relationships to, like, real world.
Okay, so this is, let's just get into what we think cheating is. Like, do you think cheating where do you think it comes from? Because for me, I was a young man with an insatiable appetite for relations.
Hear.
Okay.
So was I.
So
yes.
That's why I'm asking
you.
You
could have just stopped at young male.
Right.
We get it.
But so the best way to make that happen is to have...
self-control,
multiple ports in a storm.
See,
like, you gotta have like oh, she's traveling, so I gotta go over here, or oh, she's working over there, so I gotta work over here. Like,
I don't think so.
Why not? Like, I'm not condoning it, and God, no one open the text line because I don't want to see what they're saying. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, but I understand where it comes
from. It's a thing that happens. Yeah. And just same like me, like that, it was, that was a situation where that I was like, in where it was like, I'm okay, I'm going for it. I know it's wrong. I knew like all the things, you know, it's wrong.
And yeah, I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
But so this is where it gets weird for me, because I find Aaron is an Aries. Mm-hmm. I'm an Aries. Mm-hmm. I find us, while we're not the same on a lot of levels, I kind of thought we were the same on this level. Mm. I just kind of put you.
Interesting.
To help me, T-Hack. Tell me you look at Aaron and go, oh my God, no. Like, don't you see her? Like, regular Aaron standing in front of you right now, never cheat. You would never cheat. I don't think you would.
No. Never have, never will.
Aaron. Would cheat.
No.
Aaron would cheat. When Aaron, it's like, no. Like
when the drinks are flowing, yep. Or having a good time when
Colorado State Troopers are in here, and Tiak is seven tequila lemonades deep,
dancing in the corner,
booting and rallying, and then dancing in front of police officers,
yeah,
to try to prove his sobriety. Yeah. That guy would cheat.
No.
Tiak
no
would cheat.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, I don't think so.
You don't get sideways and go
no.
No. Mm-mm. I don't think no. You do now, well, because no. You have too much to lose.
No, if anything, I would get more lovey. I would say I would go the other way.
That's what I'm saying. You get more lovey,
but
you're
more attached instead of less attached.
Right, but your wife's not here, so then you're just like getting attached. That doesn't happen to you.
No, it doesn't. It honestly doesn't. And I think I give off that vibe because the opportunities never even present themselves.
No, they don't present themselves.
But I was thinking about
either.
This the other day. Like, I DJ almost every weekend. I'm out in the club. I'm downtown. It's like I never even get approached. I think I somehow put off the vibe that like he's not gonna.
That's one way.
It might be the wedding ring.
No, that doesn't stop it. For some,
okay. I was hoping it was that. It's a big blow to the confidence.
Hey, play along.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This show has always been about honesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We try, for sure.
You know, there have been a couple times, and I keep bringing them up because I think it's important to say that we do strive to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And like, I lied about getting a divorce, but that was for legal reasons.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't consider that lying. You're just reserving some information, because I did the same with my sister, and it's just like, that's not ready for public knowledge yet.
Right. And well, there is a point where
I do the same with my home address and stuff. Like, there's just some things that is like this. That's
no,
not
I,
for
yeah,
the
you're right. You're right. But like
yet
for the
someday.
God, do I have your home address? Cause I'll give it out one digit at a time. But I do my best. I have, this is a weird thing. I probably shouldn't even say this part. I'm currently holding something back. I think what's interesting about our show, and has always been, whether it was all of us, whatever incarnation of the show it has been, we like talk about our real lives, but try to make it funny and go like, yeah, hey, this sucks and whatever.
Yeah.
I have one thing I'm holding back right now, but it's something that's not my place to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. I'm dealing with some family drama, but I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
You guys know what it is, but I can't. Because I just can't.
Can we?
No. Oh. No. No.
Okay. Not our place either.
All right. Having said all that, I labored over this on my way today. And I've been like, we've done a little like, okay. I made a promise to the listeners yesterday that I would go wherever the bulk of them said I should go.
Mm-hmm. You did.
We did like choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, I basically drove to Top Golf and sat in the parking lot and cried because I was letting a free round of golf go because I couldn't find anybody to go with me.
And you didn't want to go alone for some
Correct.
Reason.
By the way, T-Hack off air then admitted that I'm right.
Well, because no. I wasn't remembering how bad you are at golf.
Oh. How bad we all...
and that's the... It's like, if you're not... And I'm the same way. I'm not good at golf. So that would be kind of embarrassing.
If you,
I get
well,
that
that's
part
why
of
I
it.
Think it would be okay to
no,
go to
it's
like
the
practice.
Opposite. No. because everyone else is having fun. And if you're going to go in by yourself, you're like a hardo and you just want to, it's like driving ranges are booked. It's 8 o'clock at night. So it's too dark to go to a driving range.
Or like make friends with the people at the thing next to you.
If you went out bowling and some single dude came next to you, it was like,
am I bowling by myself or am I with a group?
No one bowls by themselves. No one goes to Topgolf by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's like, I just roll in. I'm like, ladies, buy you a round.
Well, no, it would just have to be a regular group of people.
Okay,
mixed.
Whatever. No,
I think it'd be fine.
It doesn't work. Unless you're good at golf, you don't go to Topgolf alone.
Especially to take up an entire bay when it's busy and then you're by yourself and then you're not golfing well while you're doing it and everyone's getting mad at you. I understand. Yes. That would be.
Okay, so I made a promise and I swore to God I was going to do it. So everyone texted in where I should go.
Mm-hmm. One of the top answers was shotguns. Did you go there?
This is the whole point. This is what I've lied.
Wait.
I lied to everybody because I said I'd go to the place that got the most votes.
My house got a lot of votes.
It did, actually.
It didn't get the most, though.
It was close. It was
there. There was one vote for...
I was doing my darndest to try to get it up there.
You know what I was doing? I was going in and looking at the last four digits of the phone numbers.
And checking your contacts.
Putting them in my phone, going, is this T-Hack? Is this somebody related?
You don't have my number.
You're right. I don't. But I have people adjacent to you, and I could tell. So shotguns did win. Like, there was a bar by my house that I almost thought about going to. In fact, I even texted the person back going, hey, I was there on Sunday. Because I'm like, that's convenient. And then I wouldn't be lying to the listeners. But so I start, just like my Topgolf adventure, I drove almost to shotguns. I got on Colorado. I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I texted Frankie Bones, who is my friend.
He's my friend, too.
My friend.
Wow, what a quinky
I've
thing.
Known Frankie since... Frank was like 15 years old when I met him. Frankie is the door guy at Shotguns. And no, he was not the door guy at Shotguns then.
Yeah, it was back in your band days, wasn't it?
Yes, when he used to hump gear at Alibis.
Wow.
So you've known him longer, but do you still have a close relationship with him?
I have
him?
A very close relationship with Frankie, and I love him.
Was he one of the texters saying to come to Shotguns?
So that is exactly what happened.
What?
No, so I was like... I'm on my way to Shotguns going, I can't believe I'm going to Shotguns by myself. I'd rather be at Topgolf.
Well, thanks for the invite, because I've never been, and I literally left this studio saying, I need to go there.
You didn't look like you were ready to go. Because when I was like,
what
I'll
look
text,
do
no,
you
no, because you just...
Was yeah, I like, too clean?
No, yes. You need to dirty
too
up.
Clothed.
You need to smudge it. You need to smudge. I remember what you were wearing. It was like Hello Kitty jammies or something. I was like, I felt like if you went there, it would be bad. And I didn't want to, A, go as the weird dude alone, or B, go as the guy bringing his granddaughter in her Hello Kitty. Well, I got to watch her because she's just sitting in this corner for a little bit.
She's got her tablet. She's fine.
You watch the Wi-Fi in here. Okay. So then it occurred to me, Frank is met, like, there were so many texts to go to Shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, oh my God, Frankie had all the dancers text in. Frankie had the DJ text in. Frankie had Matt text in, the GM. Like, he had everybody text in. So I'm like, oh no, that's cheating. So I texted Frankie and he's like, that's genius. I didn't do it and I'm not working tonight.
Oh
wow. So this was authentic then.
It was. The losers
was
who listened to our show all were like, go to Shotguns. And since Frankie wasn't working, I didn't go. So I just want to say that I'm really sorry that I let you down. I think the next time we do a choose your own adventure, I think what we got
to
do
we
is
have
two
through.
Things.
Mm.
Like, I'm either going to go up to Blackhawk.
I see.
I'm going to go sit at a sushi restaurant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, just opening it up, it was too hard because there were a lot of votes for your house.
Yeah, a lot.
Which was
quite
weird.
A lot. Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't weird.
No.
I don't think it was weird.
There
I think
was
it
a was lot a... of votes for Topgolf.
Well.
Okay. Yeah. So
I like my house better. We would have had a lovely time.
So I'm here
just as unclothed as Shotgun Woolly. Woody.
I can't even talk.
Thinking
I don't
about it.
Feel good.
Okay.
So I got home and I sat down and I was very disappointed in myself. Mm. And you guys know me. Like, I'm a finely tuned athletic machine, right? So
right.
I'm like, perhaps I'll work out. Okay. I'll do like a couple miles on the treadmill.
We're still trying to be honest. Okay. To the listeners.
But I'm okay. So I'm like, I'll get on. I'm going to punish myself for not going. So I'm going to do the Peloton or I'm going to do the treadmill. And as I was going up to put my gym clothes on, I saw my studio and I sat down at the piano and played a couple notes. And when I stood up from the piano, I heard my hamstring go.
Ooh.
Stop.
And no. I literally cannot walk today. I have been walking around with this buzzy. Hold on. You can't hear it on the radio. Yeah. I have had this thing up my butt all day.
Yeah, I know.
And it's because I sat down at a piano bench
and then got up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So now you're out for the
count.
No,
we're doing choose my own adventure one more time.
Ice or heat.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
You guys have an escape spot?
What do you mean?
We've talked about a third spot. Like, you're supposed to have work and home and then a third spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've said this out loud to you guys, but like, I'm thinking about making Where We Did Live at 5 my third spot.
I love that, because same. But,
what's it called again?
Improper City.
Thank you.
Yes. Like, when we walked in there while we were setting up for Live at 5 or whatever, like, people just work there. Everybody goes there with their laptops. It's not like a bar. I don't know if they serve coffee or what they serve in the day.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But like, I was talking to the GM and he's like, yeah, people come here and spend all 8 hours here. And like, towards the end of the day, the beer is just out of Zoom camera shot.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
in the morning, it's just out of Zoom camera shot.
Right. Whatever your mimosa or whatever you like, but it's just their third spot. Like, you just go there and chill. And I'm like, prepping a show like this, like, how fun would it be to just be surrounded by...
I think it would be cool, because I think there's probably the people who do it regularly, and then they know each other.
Are you going to jump on a Zoom? Yeah, get it done, man.
Yeah, I met a great group of friends at Live at 5 there.
You did?
Yeah.
You're friends with people that you...
Wow.
Do you understand how bad you're hurting somebody in this room who doesn't know how to make friends?
Well, that personal problem.
Hey, I was there too. Someone could have talked to me.
We got to do the hubby hookup for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, but that's a third spot. That's where you go and do things, whatever. But to me, an escape spot is like the walls are crashing in. And like, sometimes your escape spot may be like the walls are really crashing in, so you got to fly to Belize and just sit on a beach. That's not a third spot, but that's like an escape spot. It's like, this is where I hit the reset button. I think your escape spot
sounds like
is
you've
like,
embezzled money or something. No. And you're like, I really need to get out of here. No, I need to escape.
It's sort of that. Like, or do you go? I don't know where an escape spot would be. Like, I used to, when I was little and I was upset, I would climb under the cabinet underneath the sink.
Oh.
Oh.
Because I could fit. And I had zero claustrophobia then.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just be in there for hours.
Really?
And then eventually... Like,
just doing just sitting?
Yeah.
Just thinking?
Yeah.
Safe space?
100%.
Mm.
Like, that was my escape spot. And looking back, it's a little disconcerting that there weren't search parties out there for me, because no one knew I was in there.
You didn't hear a lot of like, oh, good. Wow.
One less mouth to feed,
that solved itself.
Oh, my God.
I think they knew.
I don't know. Because then, eventually, if my mom needed borax or whatever, she'd open that thing like, ah! And it's like, Michael, get out of there. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I needed my escape spot. Because it's just dark. Okay. And
well, so when I was a kid, I would say like my driveway basketball hoop. Does that count as an escape spot?
Yes,
100%. That's where I would be all the time.
Just mindless, like, ooh.
Middle of the night. Yeah.
Layups.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, a little further out than that, but you know.
You're not shooting in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm,
you're waking your parents up.
No, I was just always out there.
They accepted it.
Yeah. And I had a chain net too, because he has a chain net in the beginning of Space Jam, and I had to have one. So.
Wow.
How did you not rip your fingers off?
I can't dunk.
Oh, right.
No, I was shooting.
And just making clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink. But does that count as escaping?
Counts.
I would say that, but now I would maybe say the bathroom or something.
Like, most men just go poop.
Yeah.
Or they pretend to poop.
Yeah,
they go in there. It's like,
I think a bathroom is a safe space for a lot of people, whether it's the actual John or whatever, or the shower or bathtub.
So if you're going to cry.
Shower. A shower cry is my favorite thing. I look forward to it every week.
What? I mean, if you've listened to the show long enough, you know Erin does not discriminate. She'll cry almost anywhere.
Yeah. But the shower one's the best.
That's where you, to me, shower beer is the best.
See, you can bring in one of those. I have eucalyptus hanging from my shower head.
Oh.
And like light a candle, get it ready, get some tissues ready if you want, or just like let the water, I don't know, for after.
You're just gonna farmer blow, you're in the shower.
Well, I do that, but.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anyone know how to uncreate a tradition? Sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
Create a new one.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I think she's right. Start a new one. What?
If I do this, if we talk about this, I probably have to move.
Okay. Well, doesn't affect us, so go ahead.
No, it does, because y'all are gonna have to help me move.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. So, sidebar here.
A long time ago. So. When I first moved into my neighborhood, there was really only two houses. The whole thing was in foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
and there was only really two spec houses built, and then it was just empty lots. And I lived that way gloriously for a long time. And then slowly but surely, some of the custom lots that had been sold got houses put on them, and then Oakwood Homes came in and built some houses. And now there's basically only two lots left on my entire subdivision. It's
that
awesome.
Is a good... I had a similar thing where you have the whole neighborhood, and then they slowly... You know you don't have it forever, but then it's still so disappointing when they put up the house behind you or
and
whatever.
You're like, and you're like, my view! I can see all the way to...
They're like, you never had this view.
What's it like owning a house?
Oh, sorry, Erin.
It's fine.
It's full of pain, disappointment.
So, at a certain point, this is the dumbest thing in the world, and you guys are going to think I'm stupid, but I don't like it. Like, when you see your neighbors, do you, like, I know you don't know how to make friends, Hack.
Right. Sure. Yep.
But when you see your neighbors, you want a neighborhood watch sort of. It's like, hey, man, I got your back. You got my back. Like, so you want them to know, hey, I see you and I know you're my neighbor. You see me. You know I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, Yes.
I'm a big waiver. Big waiver all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. Cars driving by. See him out. Trying to teach my son the same thing. Even if they don't wave back.
Be the waiver. No matter what, be the waiver. So a new family moved in like two or three doors down from me like a couple years ago, and he was a waiver.
Nice.
And the first time I drove by, he started to wave, and I was picking something up in my car, and I wanted to wave back to him, but I had something in my hand. So I had options. Like, I could fist him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's weird.
That's weird.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Like,
we've all done
like,
it.
Like, fight. Like, dude, like, I don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to fist him.
Yeah, it looks like you're threatening him.
Right.
Like, oh, get out of here.
Yes. So I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't drop what was in my hand. I don't even remember what it was, like a fruit roll-up or something stupid.
Priorities.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to drop it because I'm like scrambling around on the floor. Yeah.
I have this sometimes when I walk the dogs and I have like a bag full of their poop in one hand and the dog leash in another, and I see
Which
somebody.
Which one do you do?
And I end up just kind of waving the bag of poop at them, and they're like, okay.
What are you doing?
It's like, this will be you. Like, get out of here.
Do you understand my pain?
Yes, like, completely.
But I did not want to leave this man hanging. He's brand new to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I have since discovered that the people who are in the Oakwood homes in my neighborhood versus the people who owned the homes. There were like a few homes farther up the street that were already built by the old builder. They call us the OG. And they think we're two separate tribes.
Oh.
Like, when it comes to HOA meetings.
You guys are all still in the gate, right?
Yes.
Like, you're inside
we're all
that.
In the gate. And we're neighbors. Like, I have an Oakwood home next to me.
Oh.
And then I have a home like mine on the other side of
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting. So they think you're separate. Do they think they're better? Do they think you're better? Or just
I think they think we think we're better. Because they're always like, well, you guys were here first, and we know you're the OG. And it's like, dude, I don't care. Rip the gate down. Like, change everything. Change the color schemes. I don't care.
I think someone tried to rip the gate down at one point.
It happens on the daily. So, like, I want... It's very important to me that the new guard realizes the OG, like...
There's no difference. We're all one.
Right. But so I didn't want a fist. I didn't want a not wave. So I held up my hand with holding the fruit roll up, and it ended up looking like a peace sign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Better than the bag of poop.
Fast forward to like maybe 2 days later, I'm driving by and he sees me coming. And what does he do?
Oh.
He flashes a peace sign at me.
Okay.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Yo, Ringo Starr, he does that all the time.
That's all he does is peace sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do a peace sign.
He made it a thing. Yeah,
I'm a peace. It doesn't feel
right. So, to take this to the next level, like, now all I can do with him is the peace sign. And that's fine. Me and this guy, we're just going to be peace sign people. But he lives right by the mailbox.
Okay.
So, I'm flashing him the peace sign, and one of my other neighbors sees this, and then they go, peace. So now everyone in the neighborhood is a waiver except to me. I'm peace sign guy. And I don't like you can.
And you're one of the OG.
Yes.
So you have special privilege.
Thank you. I don't like it. I want them to know they can wave at me. Cause like I'll drive by the HOA Nazi's house.
Have you
house.
Ever thought about waving? Like you don't
it's
have to
It's too late because they
it's not
they'll
too late,
start to
buddy.
Wave and then they go, oh, it's him, and they switch it. They're like, oh, I have the peace
so
sign.
So you switch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter because then they just look confused. They're like a deer in headlights. They're like, why is peace guy waving?
Well, that's
why
their
is
problem.
He fisting?
That's a valid question.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your issues with your neighbors. And
listen, I just want to say this real fast. What I said was people in my neighborhood wave, and I inadvertently gave a peace sign. Now everybody thinks I'm the peace sign guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any more angry texts. It's okay to be the peace sign guy. Just understand, I feel like I'm an imposition on everyone. They've adapted to me, and I just feel weird about it. And I also think...
So you adapt to them. And
but
just
I
start
can't,
waving. Not,
they've all already adapted. I can't
no,
retrain them.
No, you said
them.
That they sometimes start waving and then look like a deer.
They start waving
until
they realize it's me because they
and
hear
then
the
you, and oh, they hear that?
It's
they
that
hear
the car
really
makes a weird
quiet.
Little, it makes a weird little, I'm taking off sound. I'm just like, who is the peace sign guy? I feel like I'm suddenly the whatever the van in what is that? In Cars. George Carlin, I'm like, hey,
oh,
man,
yeah, yeah.
Peace, man. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Better than being the middle finger guy.
I guess. Or the
all my neighbors think I'm the middle. I've never even given it to them. They all just, no.
All right, so you have something similar, or what's your
well,
deal?
Well, we have, so I've been taking the dogs on walks in the mornings with my son, trying to get them more exercise, get me more exercise. It's a partnership. And there are other people walking their dogs at the time in our neighborhood, our neighbors. And I have two Chihuahuas, as I've said. Chihuahuas, infamous for being friendly. For being kind, especially
except
to other
yours.
Dogs. No, they're all terrible.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah,
they're not infamous for that?
No.
Oh, no, Chihuahuas mean? Are like...
They're yippy and...
Yippy, that's the word, yeah.
Your one dog doesn't have the capacity to be yippy.
He yips he's like once.
It's like slow-mo
so
yip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're going on walks with him. We're trying to get him back.
You'd have to walk to work.
His old yippy self. But we just there's other neighbors that we see on this walk, and most of them are fine, you know. But a lot of them are walking their dogs too, and they get kind of close. And I'm always telling my son because he's old enough to hold one of, or on the leash, he holds one of the dogs.
Okay,
so he's learning still, and I have the other one, and it's like, okay, pull them tight because we have somebody's coming. The dog. And there's the neighbors that just don't get the, like,
yeah,
hey, we got to keep moving because our dogs are going to bite your dog's head off.
Right.
So this isn't really like we're going to meet and be friends. It's kind of like we're trying to be like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, who are they? What are their names? And they're meanwhile, the dogs are going nuts, all three of them now at this point. And it's like, I don't want to be rude to you, but also I feel like you're being a little rude.
You are being rude
to me, right? Because I'm just trying to, hey, we're just out for a walk. Getting by, or sometimes it's happened where they stop
in front of our house, and we've been out front with the dogs, and they're just in front of our house, and they're, oh, what's their name? Talking, and the dogs are going nuts. They're just losing their minds.
No, you have to be smarter than that. You're not an a-hole to just say, but can, move along, step aside.
You can say that to somebody.
No, absolutely not. You'll be ostracized from the neighborhood.
Okay. No, what you can say is...
they already hate that we have a fat dog.
What you can say is like, hey, sorry, they're not friendly. And then most of the time...
No, but it sounds like such a cop-out. I'm just saying...
Does it sound like I'm saying I'm not friendly?
Yes.
We're not friendly.
Right. It sounds like you're using the dog.
All of us fatties are not friendly. I don't have my leash on, but it's, you know.
The fat house is filled with non-friendly people. The skinny kid over here, he's the only nice one. Yeah. Leo, go say hi to the nice family. Go live with them for a spell. No, I
like that, though. They're not friendly. That's a good start, but it also...
I don't think it's the right play, dude.
But I also feel like there's an element of this one person in particular, like they're a new dog owner is what it feels like to me. Like they have a puppy. So I don't want to discourage them because just our dogs are that way. It's like some dogs are friendly, right?
Yeah.
I only have experience with angry, mean, unfriendly dogs. So it's always like you got to hold the leash real tight.
The key is, and we were told this when we got Moxie and we were not able to successfully do it, but like when you get a new dog, the vet literally told us this dog needs to have 100 human interactions in the next year and 50 dog interactions in the next year.
Wow.
Because then they just slowly but surely go like, because at first, your first couple of interactions are like just feral instinct, like, no, get out, get away. Or if it's a person, they're like, oh my God, I love that. Let me jump up and do you have any food?
Overly friendly with a dog, want to play, whatever.
Trying to hump or do whatever. Mm. Like the more you socialize them, the better they will be at those things. Unfortunately, we got Moxie smack dab in the middle of COVID.
So that's right.
You're not having human interaction. So Moxie is still a jumper. Like you come to my house, which drives me nuts. Just pro tip, if like you walk into somebody's house and their dog's jumping on you, you're like, no, don't pet him. Don't say it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Like you're saying it's okay for the dog to jump on you. I don't give a flying F if you're okay with that. I'm trying to train the dog to stop doing that. The dog is jumping and you're giving the dog exactly what it wants. You're training my dog in the opposite way that I want. And so what I'm saying, I guess, is
I would love to see one of my dogs just jump.
They would need a running start, a rocket ship up their butt.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story involving chaos. Involving cows.
Cowas? Okay, I don't know. I spent too much time thinking about that. I have a story about a guy who had a few extra nuts in his pants.
What?
Wow, a date story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Ohio.
Dang it, come on!
It's close enough, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah. He was arrested after a couple of break-ins. He broke into a shoe store. Pet store, and then a restaurant called Roosters, which I'm assuming is like a Hooters, but I don't actually know
Roosters?
What it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Doesn't seem like the kind of...
No, odd places to break into.
Okay.
He did take some random things from the stores, nothing smart like money. Instead, he took a leopard print onesie.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. And a few hamsters.
And a what? A
few hamsters. Like little...
Hamsters.
Rodents.
Hamsters. Okay.
Yeah. His last name, this dude's last name was Pancake. So honestly, my whole thought, hold on. He needs to keep a hamster to name it Pancake because that's the cutest little name ever.
Okay.
But unfortunately, he was charged.
He was busted with hamsters in his pants?
Yes, he was.
Find a nickel, I'll tell you.
He was charged with vandalism, breaking and entering, and some questionable fashion choices.
Okay! I like it. My story comes out of England. Oh, I'm so sorry!
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
I love that T-Hack does that every time.
Hello, Mike.
It's so aggressive.
There's a town in England that has been overrun by 45 escaped cows, causing panic and whatnot.
Oh, bugger.
There you go.
There's chaos everywhere. It's in North Yorkshire. Oh, I was captured on surveillance. I don't know what's I'm turning into Kevin Costner. People in the streets were caught off guard by the stampede, had to run away safely. They called it chaos in the streets of Yorkshire. Well, they didn't call it. They called it utter chaos.
I'm proud of you.
Don't milk it.
Those are all the stupid people you can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.